With me today is Houston Dash Managing Director Brian Ching, who also played for the Houston Dynamo during his years in the MLS and played on the U.S. national team for 8 years. Side note, he was also the first Hawaiian-born player to represent the United States on the national team. Hi, Brian. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me, Al.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And also with me today is BBVA Compass Strategic Partnerships and Branded Content Director Shay Moyette.
Thank you all for having me.
Good. Absolutely. Thank you all for joining. So let's get right into it with BBVA Compass Stadium's 5-year anniversary inching closer. Brian, let's start from the beginning. So the Dynamo, they came to Houston, as an MLS franchise in 2006. Do you know if management at that time of relocation was going to pursue a brand new stadium?
Yeah, to be honest, there were always rumors when we were in San Jose that we were going to move because there was no stadium in the works in San Jose. So, but it became to a point where we heard it every year, you guys are going to move, we're going to move, you're going to move, and that you just kind of brushed it off. And then in the December of 2005, they called us like, all right, you guys are moving to Houston. So we're like, all right, must be stadium in the works, so that's great, you know. And so we did have that in the back of our minds. We knew that there wasn't going to be one right away, we knew that eventually they were going to push and try to get us a stadium. And lucky enough, we got one that's right downtown, in a great area. It's unbelievable, for us. For somebody who's got into the league where we didn't have any stadiums for any of the teams to kind of come to Houston and then to be able to build our own downtown stadium.
What had you been to Houston before?
I'd never been to Houston, and the funniest thing was when I got the call, I started Googling places to live, and I grew up in Hawaii, so I love the ocean. And so I started looking at Galveston, and I was like, oh, Galveston's only 45 minutes away, I can drive there. And then I saw all these houses on stilts, and I was like, this is not what I was envisioning when I thought of a beach there. And so that was just a funny little story, and ended up finding a place in the Galleria, which was nice.
Oh, I love the Galleria, and actually we are broadcasting from the Galleria. So.
Yes, this beautiful building wasn't here yet, but this, like I said, I told you guys earlier, I love this building that you guys have here.
Okay, so you played for the Dynamo from 2006 to 2013. During that time, the team jumped from the University of Houston in the Third Ward to the historic East End. Do you know why the Dynamo chose that area of town? I mean, did you also foresee the revitalization it's currently undergoing?
I think one of the things that the organization did was make sure that we had a downtown location. I think we could have got a stadium built a lot sooner out in Sugar Land, I think, was on the table. But Oliver Luck, who was running in charge of everything at the time, really wanted a downtown location. And Edo was the perfect, I think, destination for us in the sense that, it was kind of warehouses. It was kind of not really built up like the rest of downtown. And once they settled on that location with the city, you look around the league at the time, and it was the only soccer stadium that's down in downtown location. And you can't say enough about the location. It's such a spread out city that being in the center, right next to the Astros, right next to the Toyota Center, really gave a lot of validity to our team and our league. And the stadium, like I said again, is a jewel.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, a lot of good stuff happening over in East End. Shay, how did this all start for BBVA Compass? Why did the bank want to get involved? Basically, take us back to the initial idea of, the new stadium they're building? Well, let's get involved. Was it really that simple?
Well, we were approached. Obviously, that's normally how these things happen, by entertainment giant, AEG. We opened the door. We always, open the door really to just look into what the opportunity may be, because you never know, right? We're striving for innovation. We're striving, to create new things, so you won't be able to do that if, you just don't even give it a chance, So that's how that started. We also had heard, from our bankers, there was this project, and from a financing standpoint and just, from a business standpoint, they wanted to get involved. And clearly, we try to keep those things separated, the marketing side and the business side. But You know, we looking at a project of this size, you know, we needed to kind of, you know, do a hand in hand. So that's how that started. And those conversations, you know, started since 2010. So it was a long process. I will also say that, you know, naming's right is something that nobody had ever done in the group, not only locally, but, you know, globally. There was not. Now there are. But, you know, we were kind of, you know, on the forefront, you know, on doing that. So just the fact of having to get people to, you know, learn, doing the research, doing the analysis, you know, putting the numbers together, all of that, you know, took quite a while, you know, for us, you know, to get to the day of, right?
Ground broke on February 5th, 2011. So BVA Compass acquired the naming rights in December of that year, correct?
Yeah, but we had obviously the approval, you know, sooner than that, you know, but then that everything is a process. It's a process of selling it internally. It's a process of bidding it. It's a process of, you know, getting actual contract, you know, together and then, you know, get into the plans and the execution. So, yeah.
And now BVA Compass's name is on the stadium.
Absolutely.
All right. So, Brian, I know your mind at the time was soccer, obviously. But since you were, you know, obviously you were a player during construction, but did you ever visit the site when it was being built, though?
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to come a few times and tour the site. And it was the first time I ever got to drive a tractor. You know, it was kind of one of those promotional things. But I actually got in one of the tractor. I was like, all right, don't let me mess anything up here. You know, we got a great stadium in the works. I don't want to run anything over. But so that I did get to visit it and just see it kind of being built, you know, is pretty amazing in itself. You know, it's such a beautiful stadium. It's a unique stadium. And it was one of the, like I said, the first downtown soccer specific stadiums. And, you know, I think that's something that we're extremely proud of, you know, as an organization. And, you know, we're extremely excited about BBVA being a huge partner, you know, from the financing to the naming rights. And I didn't know anything about BBVA before this, but now, you know, I'm a huge fan. I was became an ambassador. You know, I have business accounts with BBVA. So, you know, it's been a great partnership, not only for, you know, our organization, but also the players as well.